Yo.
Yo, what up, dude?
What up?
Mark's talking about piracy. What up, Mark?
Yo, hello.
Hey, okay, I just wanted to touch base real quick. Patrick Ether, the artist guy from the forums, if you know him.
Exit.
No, Ether.
Oh, Ether, okay.
Yeah, another artist guy.
Because we got like 12.
Yeah, just about. No, he shot me an email today. Let me see this. Hold on. Right, just saying, like, hey, awesome site design and stuff. And he noticed a significant lack of beard, which I said, yes, but got caught up in the launch and stuff. But so I told him that I asked Exit to, like, draw us a fucking awesome beard. This is going to be used for, like, the background or something.
Okay.
And then I said, if he wants to, the more beards, the merrier. And so he suggested that maybe he could draw bearded versions of each of our favorite video game characters
Okay.
to use on the about page, because the about page right now is kind of plain.
Right.
So I just want to get some images up there. So yeah. So I wanted to see
Kind of like a game fan back when they had like the custom avatars for like the
yeah,
editors. I
yeah,
remember that.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to find out what your preferred bearded video game character would be.
My first reaction would be Bayonetta, but that'd be kind of fucked
I
up.
say do it. I say go for it. It'd be fucking
Yeah, but
amazing.
then my avatar would be Bayonetta, and I'm not really sure if I want like Bayonetta to like represent
Well,
me. Guess
it
what?
won't be like associated with all the posts. I mean, I could set it up too. It would just kind of be on the About Us page. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I want to keep my fantasy image of Bayonetta alive, so
Right.
let's not screw around with that.
Right.
Let's see here. See, I can't really use like the ship from like Gradius. I guess
No,
bearded.
no,
I'm
I think you
good.
absolutely should.
Okay, yeah, I don't want a bearded Vic Viper.
What's it called?
The Vic Viper. It's the ship from Gradius.
Okay, all right. I'm just making notes here so I can send back to him. That's fucking awesome. Oh, this is gonna be great. All right, Wes, what about you?
Oh, it's gonna be between. Oh God, it's gonna be between Vincent Valentine from Final Fantasy VII,
Yes,
okay, or it'll be,
stop there.
or it'll be Dingo from Zone of the Enders 2, the main guy. As his name is Dingo, and that always made me giggle. Like, the game's amazing, but his name's Dingo, and I was like, only Kojima would name a fucking guy Dingo.
Dingo, yeah, that's pretty
You
sweet.
might be better if you had his like his suit with a beard on.
You see, Vincent Valentine, his face is never shown, so it'll be like a
Right?
scarf that has a beard on.
Yeah. It'd also be the most fishy like beard in the history of mankind.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Now I have to think for myself.
Get the dwarf from Golden Axe and give him another beard.
Put a beard on top of his beard.
A beard on his beard.
Honestly, Brian, I think you should either do the Minecraft guy with a beard, or the does the Hook Champ guy already have a beard?
There are beard options
For the
for the Hook Champ guy, yeah.
Just tell Ethan to make a super photorealistic one for the Hook Champ. So instead of like pixelated beard, it's just like yours is the only actual flowing like
Oh, hold on,
manly
hold on.
beard.
Let's see. I'm searching NitroBeard.com right now for my top 10 imaginary games. Let's see, what do I have here? Legend of Kyrandia, Book 4, Xanthi and Malcolm Save Kyrandia. Advent Rising 2, Wavelength, the frequency ship, the frequency amplitude. No, but Mark's already doing a ship thing. See, I got
That's right, baby.
Mario Golf, Little Big Adventure. That's a possibility.
Sackboy with a beard,
Oh.
hilarious.
Sackboy might be pretty
Sack
good.
beard.
Sackbeard. Gordon Freeman with beard glasses. I don't know. Actually, okay, I think it may be Manny Calavera from Grim Fandango.
Oh, good
Yeah,
call.
I could see that.
Or, yeah, or Twinston from Little Big Adventure.
Don't think many people know Little Big Adventure.
No, they
Like,
don't.
yeah.
Unfortunately. Manny Calavera beard. Let's see what the back TF2 backpack. The first result is for a team TF2 backpack.
Nice. You could do the
I don't see any depictions of Manny Calavera with a
You could
beard,
do
which is pretty
the pyro from TF2 with a beard.
sweet.
Just on his gas mask.
Nice. Yeah, I think I may have to go with Manny Calavera.
Good call.
Because I would go with a character from Kyrandia, but my favorite one was Book Two, and
Right.
that's Xanthia, the female. So, yeah. All right, sweet. Awesome. Let's see. Sweet. Okay. Yeah, and I'll talk to Imran and find out from him at some point. I wonder what his will be. What do we think?
Yeah, probably just some
Let's
horrible weeaboo
guess.
thing.
Yeah.
And, I was gonna say the Idolmaster girl, but that's
Yeah,
Q,
that's
right?
Q. That's Q.
Yeah.
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 Let's see here. What is he infatuated with currently?
It'll probably be a Street Fighter character.
Most likely, yeah.
Oh,
He's your
excuse me.
type.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll certainly be a Street Fighter character or like a Phoenix Wright character. Actually, Phoenix Wright with a beard would probably be pretty cool.
That would be pretty rad, actually. Like, he's fallen on hard times.
Yeah. A huge hobo beard.
Phoenix Lumberjack.
Phoenix Redwood.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. All right, we should just have a short discussion about what video game characters we think would be better with beards.
Yeah, totally see that.
Let's see.
All of them?
Yeah.
I think Cloud would be better with a beard, because he's such a doorstop most of the time.
Yeah.
You give him a beard, he'd be totally like Butch.
He automatically, yeah.
He would be ripped, yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the snowboarding mini game, he would actually be snowboarding. It
On
wouldn't be
his
snowboarding.
beard.
No, right? Yeah, exactly. No,
That'd be great.
he would be riding a log down like the giant logging chutes that they have at logging sites,
Right?
just
He would
because lumber.
and during the dolphin training minigame, if the dolphin like wouldn't do a backflip, he'd just punch it.
With his
He'd
beard.
be like, "Bah!"
Nice.
Oh, Shinobi, but with a beard.
Ooh, good call. Yeah, and then
That
Shino beard.
was the hair whipping game, right?
This, did it
No, wait,
Shinobi?
no. What am I?
No, that
Come
was
on.
a Nightshade or Night.
Hair
Yeah,
whipping.
Nightshade. There was like a spin-off of Shinobi.
Man, I didn't really. God, why did Willow Smith have to exist when I want to search this hair whipping game? Jesus Christ.
Oh no.
Wait, the hair whipping game. No, that was that Kasumi Ninja.
Yes, I think that's
Yeah,
what it
that's
was.
it. Good call. That'd be
That'd be excellent because you could like get him with the hair whip and then on the other way back around get him with the beard.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's
You got like a power up.
it's like the double-sided lightsaber version of.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Now I know for the Force Unleashed 3, he's gonna have two Darth Maul lightsabers. Like I can just see where it'll be two double-sided lightsabers where he has like four fucking blades. Oh, terrible.
And then
Lady
one that was tied into his
Ninjutsu.
beard.
Hair attack. I don't. I just looked at a video of Kasumi Ninja, and it's not it. Oh, game hair attack, and the first thing is Bayonetta. God damn it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Somebody will let us know what it is, hopefully.
See it. We need to think of like video game dwarves that are like missing beards and totally need beards.
That totally like this like an injustice done. Like this character
Yeah.
needs a beard. I don't know a lot of
That's the
video game
problem. Most
dwarves.
minigame dwarves. Yeah. That's like Garreus Thundorax from Golden Axe, but dude's got a beard.
So
This
maybe we
guy's.
should do this opposite. We need dwarves that don't have
Right,
beards.
just clean shaven.
It's a very clean shaven dwarf with a nice haircut.
And the thing is, we haven't really seen a lot of dwarves in video games recently, aside from like Dragon Age.
That's a good
Yeah.
point. I know they have. Don't they have another Lord of the Rings game coming out of some sort?
Yeah.
They always have those things. I don't know if there's like a movie coming out, they'll still have like a fucking Lord of the Rings game coming out.
It's true.
Oh, wait, I got it. Harry Potter totally needs a beard.
Yeah, his name
Yeah.
is Harry.
It'll be like the Splinter Cell Conviction version of Harry Potter.
That's so
Like that.
awesome.
Was that the one? Was that the one with the Sam Fisher angst beard?
Yeah.
Kinda,
Yeah,
yeah,
at the
but there was
beginning.
like promo art. He had a huge hobo beard, but did
Yeah.
he have it in like the actual game?
Oh
No.
no. See now, man, the new God, if it ever comes out, the new Max Payne game, that is like in Bright Sun in the Caribbean or something. He's got a hella
Yeah, he
beard
does,
there.
and it's weird because he has a shaved head and hella beard, which looks
Oh, that's
bizarre.
right.
He's
Yeah.
got the Jeff Bridges thing going on.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is a little weird.
It's like a polar opposite.
We need to do an editorial about the resurgence of the beard in video games.
It's true. Top 10 beards. Oh, all we have to do is
Best
beards. Top 10 lists, and that'll
right,
get us
yeah.
every hit we ever want. Even if it's
oh, shit.
Dumb bullshit.
I feel like cracked.
I wanted to make a Kotaku headline today before we had all the CNAME issues.
Right.
But I think it was, oh, fuck, what was it going to be? It was going to be, is Magicka is Deathspank done right or something like that? I can't
oh, nice.
Remember. Yeah, that would have been a pretty,
we,
pretty good
we,
time.
Yeah, we probably would have got a shit ton of clicks. See, that's what I'm thinking. I was thinking about this more and more. If we do it just ironic enough that people will be like, there's something to this article. Like, we can write our articles like exactly what you said, because that's amazing, and we would know what the inside joke is, but I don't know if other people would. I don't, like, some people
yeah,
might
you
catch
don't,
on, but...
Yeah, you don't want to get too inside baseball. I mean, you don't want to, like, talk above your audience, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then...
Otherwise, they'll just think you're being serious, and they won't get the joke. And that's the worst
yeah, exactly. Thing. It's like, I'm trying
well,
to think
well,
of a perfect way to do it.
What we need to do is, you know, these sites where you can, you know, type in a URL and it will do something to the site, like, you know, it'll add rainbows.
Oh, yeah.
We need to make a Kotakuizer where you just put in a URL and it will Kotakuize the entire
website. And then it'll
website.
Put like a link to a Japanese model or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I saw one today that was just.
Yeah, I think I saw it was on the front page. It was like the story of a Japanese pinup girl. I was like, I
yeah,
want to
no,
kill myself.
There was that one, and then there was the one about like why don't people like JRPGs or oh god, what was it? I'm trying
you
to
can
find
also
it.
like in the Kotakuizer, you can also like something rumor and just complete bullshit rumors that throw up on the page.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
and the only thing is the Kotakuizer has to have literally just one good writer. One, just because that's all they have at Kotaku is one good writer, and you could tell it's Luke, and you could tell he literally just wants to kill himself every day. Like he's like, please, please don't read anything else my stuff because otherwise you'll go insane.
God, this is like
yeah, he's getting a paycheck, so he can't be too mad.
8 pages of the Next Generation Portable.
That's really what it is. It has two twins. It has two analog sticks.
Oh, here we go. Why X company is doomed? Maybe like Nintendo or Capcom
yeah.
or like
right.
Mad Cats.
And then I think one of Wes and my favorite ones from past is X the new Y.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's always a good one. Yeah.
Call of Duty, the next Call of Duty.
Is Zelda the next Darksiders?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
they probably will do it. Honestly.
That is fucking beautiful, Mark.
Great.
Oh man.
That is fucking beautiful.
See, and I vote we do more and more of these. I vote we actually.
What's the next Zelda game? The Skyward Sword.
Yeah, Skyward Sword. Yeah.
I could do without the title, but you know.
Yeah.
I'll probably
never do good titles.
Play and enjoy it. Yeah.
Have you seen
Soul
that
Train
new,
was my favorite.
Yeah. Have you seen that new Kingdom Hearts thing? The Kingdom they it's Kingdom Hearts like door depth.
Oh, yeah.
Dream drop.
Yeah.
Door.
It's. Oh yeah, I got another one for that. We can have just random square game creator and just be like three like Latinized words.
Yes. In alliteration, yeah.
Yeah. It could be like any kind of word, like you know, I don't know, like poopitus.
Yeah, poopitus, asius,
yeah,
plonditibus. Yeah.
Crystal Chronicles.
Yeah, exactly. Expanded edition.
All right. Well, what was I remember when we were going over the abbreviation of Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles DS Rings of Fate.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like three different codes
DS.
Involved in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible.
It's like a freaking SAT question.
Yeah. It's like this is to this as to man. But yeah, I can't wait to I'm trying to think, should we record a little bit tonight and then you guys record a little bit tomorrow when I'm at work?
Are you recording right now?
Am I recording right now?
Are you?
Yes, I am, actually. It's
good.
Recording.
That's what I was going. Yeah, I think this is fine then.
Okay.
I think we can post this up.
Yeah.
So I was thinking what would be pretty good to like just create content for us without us having to do much is if we just had a way for like us to get regular emails in from the viewers, right?
Yeah, I'll set up an email address. And
yeah.
And I'll give you guys the password or whatever so you can all check it. It shouldn't be that hard to do. I'll do an @nitrobeard.com thing. I should be able to set that up. Right now I need to fix it, but right now if you go to www.nitrobeer.com it works, but if you don't have the www, it doesn't work,
Oh,
unfortunately.
right. It's probably some DNS thing.
Yeah, it's some DNS bullshit, and because I had them set it up, but then I canceled the hosting because I didn't need it anymore because Squarespace was their hosting.
Right.
But apparently you need the hosting to have all the DNS stuff for the CNAME.
Oh,
so,
right. Gotcha.
So that messed it up. So I had them redact it, and they were pretty good about it. So
that's cool.
So I just need to get them to fix that.
Let's see. Another thing I was looking into is setting up a Google Voice account, and that way we can have a phone number, like call 1-666 2 Nitro and leave a voicemail, and they can do it on their cell phone or Skype or however they want to do it, and it's a free call, and then we can get emailed the voice file.
Right, yeah.
And then we can either put it in the podcast or we can listen to it and use it as like user mail, or I mean there's a bunch of stuff we can do. I was kind of looking into all the different options we had because I like the idea of it. I just don't know.
Yeah, well, I love when Idle Thumbs do it.
Yeah.
Did it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. So yeah, maybe we should do that. I know we had talked about it before. I just don't think we ever pulled the trigger.
And
I think we did it like once and just didn't really do anything else with it.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to think of there was one other idea. Oh yeah, the live podcast. I think a live podcast would be hilarious.
Disastrous.
You have to think we do live. Essentially every podcast for us is a live podcast. We're just off the cuff and stuff, so it wouldn't be much different. And plus if we had like an IRC chat going on or something, because we could do it through Ustream or Justin TV or any of those really, because you can put Skype as your microphone. So essentially it would be doing the Skype call, we'd be recording it, so we'd have an archive of it on the website, but also be doing it live. So people could be like typing and chatting and like while we are actually talking. I think it'd be different, but it'd be one of those things that if we hyped it up for 2 weeks,
right?
You know what I mean?
Like the Grood math.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'd be up for that. It'd just be something like you said. We'd have to put in advance, and then the day of, we'd have to make sure that we did it.
Yeah, exactly. Like ask off work or however we wanted to do it, and like build up.
I think it's definitely worth a try. I mean, we can see how it goes if we get enough people or whatever in there. Definitely worth a try. I think we should definitely set up the Google voicemail thing or however we want to do it.
Yeah, I think it'll be nice once we have if we want to set up the emails first. And that way, what we can do is on the podcast, be like, hey, send your or call this number and leave a voicemail or send your questions to podcast@nitrobeer.com. Or, we could just do something like that. That way we could plug it on the show and then people will be like, oh, that'd be pretty wicked.
Cool. Awesome. So do we need a. Can you just set that up on like your Google account?
Yeah, I can set it up on any Google
account. Okay, so we don't need to make a new because for the email, I'll actually make one, with the NitroBeer domains.
Yeah, that's fine. And and with those, we can even if we wanted if we just wanted one and then or one main email account and then have like four or five POP3 addresses, and that way it'd be like, oh, if you send it to Mark@NitroBeer.com, it would just forward to the main email.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That
would work pretty well. I mean, I'm just trying to think of ways that we wouldn't have to hassle with more hosting than what we need or.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it shouldn't be too hard. It'll probably just be, one address and we can always set up other ones. Cool. All right.
That'd be good.
Okay. All
right. Yeah.
Well.
I can't wait to rage about how the internet is dumb. About the 3DS and the PS3.
Oh yeah, I loved your. You had some pretty sweet points about it. So.
And once I put the voices on, like, oh my god, your 3DS! Like, I'm gonna
go buck wild.
Yeah, I'm gonna piss so many people off. The only thing is, I work from like 5 to midnight tomorrow. So. Yeah, exactly. I know Imran was out of it today. That's why I was like, we could.
Yeah.
Two segments, or if. You wanted me to do a bit, like as the middle break part, and you guys actually do the podcast and be like, and here's a dramatic, like, excerpt.
You do that. We do that. I also know that Q has been wanting to do a podcast. So, I mean, we might be able to get hold of him if we want to.
Maybe he can fix her. I don't know. I haven't even actually got. Oh, I don't even want to open iTunes.
No, it
he was complaining about the album.
He's
art.
Dumb. It's working.
Okay.
I did it. I looked at it not only this morning at like 6 a.m., but I looked at it once again like 10 minutes ago. And it's up there. It's the image you posted up.
Yeah,
it works fine.
But just I might want to like log in from somebody else's computer just to make sure it's not your cache file or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, it should be good. I think it's just one of those that he probably has old feed, which I deleted. I was going to be like, oh, the feed has changed, and put up like a quick file that says that. And then I was like, no, because I don't want two things of Nitrobeard coming up on iTunes. But,
All right, cool. All right, well, I got to take off. I'm gonna see if I can play some Magic, or actually, I probably should play some more Alpha Protocol.
Yeah.
Oh, man, listen to that beard scratching.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my Alpha Protocol, yeah.
That's going in.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We'll do something.
All right, guys. Well, I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow. I gotta go, take my grandma out and treat her to some McDonald's tomorrow.
Yeah. Live the high life.
She's Polish, she was like, in Nazi Germany and shit, and she loves nothing more than like a plain old hamburger and some fries.
Really?
Yeah, she loves it. Like that's her thing. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. She's 92.
Damn, that is badass.
Yeah.
So she doesn't take much to fill her up because she's probably tiny.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's very small.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a beard. That's where I get mine.
That's interesting.
No, she doesn't
take crap from anyone. But
All right, guys, I'm off. I'll see you later.
Alrighty.
All right. See you, dude.
Bye.